It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right, what was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from listener Hugh Stoll of Harrisonburg, Virginia. I said, think of a four-letter word for something commonly seen in the winter, write it in lowercase letters, turn it upside down, and you'll name a device you use with this thing. What is it? Well, the thing you see in the winter is wool. Turn that upside down, you get loom. So cool, I've never noticed that before.
We received more than 800 responses, and our winner today is Gene Wolski of Henrico, Virginia. Congratulations, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
How did you solve it?
A lot of brainstorming. I think we got stuck on the four-letter part, and eventually, at some point, the word blanket came up in my head, and then from there, it was kind of natural, wool blanket, and as Will said, once you hit wool and it's wool and loom, it's like, oh, boom, done. That was it.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been a listener on and off for years. So this is actually my very first time I've actually submitted an answer.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. First time's a charm. Are you ready to play?
Yes, let's go.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Gene. Today, I've brought a game of categories based on the word think. For each category I give, name something in it starting with each of the letters T, H, I, N, and K. For example, if the category were boys' names, you might say Tom, Hank, Ike, Nick, and Kent. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order. Here's your first category. It will start easy. U.S. states.
U.S. states. So Texas?
Yes.
How many do I need to give you?
Just one for each letter.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm.
You're like, I'm done.
Hawaii, Idaho, Nebraska, and Kansas.
Oh, man. Boom, boom, boom. Good job. Next category is football terms.
Football terms. Yeah. Let's see. There's a kick.
Yes.
Football terms. There's a team.
Team, all right. Touchdown and tackle are good. Huddle, yeah,
yep.
Nice.
I'm blanking.
For an I, what's something that the quarterback doesn't want to happen?
Intercept, there we go.
Interception, good. All you need is an N.
Nose guard, okay.
The nose guard. Very good. Here's your next category, parts of the human body.
We always get into trouble with this, Will.
We're only clean parts.
Well, we have toes.
Yes.
We have hearts.
Yes.
We have intestines.
Good.
We have your, I'll repeat nose if that's okay.
You can say nose, also neck and nostril work.
And then for a K,
like in part of your leg.
Part of your leg.
When you bend.
Your knee, there we go.
Knee, also your knuckle,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Kidney would work. All right, your next one is things seen on a dinner table.
Okay, on a dinner table, so tablecloth.
Tablecloth, good.
Let's see, H could be... What? On a dinner table, knife. Well, I'll go with knife for the K.
Nice.
There's napkin.
H-I-N-N.
The I is
tough. Let's say something that holds things to keep your drinks cold.
Ice.
Yes.
Ice
and an ice bucket. Good. H
ice
and
bucket.
N.
He said N already.
Yeah, I got
oh,
napkin
sorry.
For N, I think. Already.
Napkin. Yes. Good. All you need is an H.
A hot plate
or hot pad. And your last category. It's five-letter words ending in O.
Five-letter words ending in O. Let's see here for a T.
Think of a dance for T.
Tango.
Tango is good.
And then for the H.
What do you say when you pick up the telephone?
Hello. That's an easy
good.
One. There we go.
I. If you lived in Alaska, where you might live in.
Oh, an igloo. There we go.
Igloo works good. And N is a kind of chip, a snack chip.
Oh, nacho chip.
Nacho, and for K, you just need a musical instrument, one that you might hum into.
Oh, kazoo.
A kazoo. Good job.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. Those are good ones.
Good. You did really well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Gene, which member station do you listen to?
WCVE is my station.
That was Gene Wolski of Henrico, Virginia. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you all.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it's not too hard this time. Take the letters S-Y-T-O-Y. Add the same letter of the alphabet six times to complete a familiar phrase. What is it? So again, the letters are S-Y-T-O-Y. add the same letter of the alphabet 6 times to complete a familiar phrase. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.